Hi there, Rich. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here, and Scott wanted me to get on the line to get you the details and answer any questions you might have. Also, though, to apply a reduced rate for your still young business. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Going great, thanks.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, right?
Right.
Perfect. Yeah. So you're very familiar with that local map or the PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page. That's actually where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. And I know you've got a great looking website. I'm looking at it right now. But the one problem with your website is that it is kind of hard to find. I mean, unless someone really knows the name of your business
right. And
they're looking for your website specifically, you know, if they type in deck restoration or fence restoration or, you know, deck repair, whatever they might type in, you know, your business and your website don't pop up on that person's search, so ultimately they, for the most part, are going to end up calling somebody else. So our job would be to change that, of course, to link to your website the content that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. It is almost 70 different destinations and directories, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, known to the public or unknown, all of those directories are equally important to Google and Bing, and they, of course, all do talk about your services and your service area, and they would link right back to that website. That's what's going to put you in that local map or that PAC result. Now, how far would you say that you're willing to go? Just kind of, you know, 30 minutes, kind of keeping it in the kind of greater Casey metro area?
Yes, that's kind of the target area. Really, it's probably 10 minutes from where I'm located, South Over Park, but
right.
We can go out 30 minutes, 45 minutes.
Okay, yeah, for the right job, I mean, it has to be worth it. So the local map's going to be ideal for you, you know, because that's going to get you found right in front of the people that are in your area. You're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. It looks like you'll do power washing as well, so people can type in, you know, pressure washing, power washing, you know, exterior surface cleaning, deck wash, whatever they might type in. Your company will pop up for those types of searches as well as the repairs. Do you do, like, fence building, fence installation too?
No, we do some minor repairs, but we really try to stay away from that as much as possible. I mean, one or two boards here and there, sure.
Right.
Anything more, it kind of takes away from what we're good at.
Yeah. So you're really focusing more on, you know, the sanding or the power washing, staining, and that type of thing. So, you know, the reason I'm asking is what we do is very targeted. You know, we're going to make sure that we're, you know, listing the services that you provide, and you're doing mostly residential, although it looks like you might not be opposed to commercial, at least some light commercial if it found you. Now, it is, you know, it bills monthly. There's a fixed flat rate, you know, there's no long-term contract, and of course the calls come directly to you, so you're not paying for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is simply a flat rate. And at 3 years, you still qualify for what we call a new or newer business rate, which is a significant reduction in the cost. We try to make this affordable for young companies because although there's no long-term contract, our clients stay with it long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. Now, for that local campaign with the reduction in the cost of a little bit over 50%, you'd save exactly $250, bringing your price down from what would have otherwise been $499 a month to a fixed flat rate of exactly $249. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees because the calls will come directly to you. And it will be living, breathing human beings calling you after seeing your website. So it's a very high conversion rate. You're not chasing down a lead or being in a bidding war with your competitors. The reason I say that is Scott attached here a Home Advisor or Angie Leads profile. I know that that is a very different service. Well, you pay for the lead whether you get the job or not. Is that a service, Rich, that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
You know, I've had it for a couple of years. I'm not very excited with them. I do get probably 15% of my jobs through them.
Okay.
We get a lot of jobs through referrals.
Right.
And, you know, there's not a lot of people that do this type of work for a variety of reasons, mostly because they don't want to. But so at the size we are now, we only have so much room for growth unless I expand.
I hear you. I gotcha. Yeah. And you're not looking to expand, at least not right away, not anytime soon?
Well, I just don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Well,
it's
you know,
hard
it's,
to find workers, and
that's true. That's
and
true.
There is some skill to it.
Of course. Yeah.
So,
well,
and the other thing is for, I would have to expand it because I pretty much have several things in place with builders and stuff that I have almost all the jobs I can get.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
A few signs I put out.
Right.
So 250, that'd be 6,000 a year.
I don't think so. 250 times 12.
3,000.
Well, a little less than that. And it is, you know, it's billing month to month, so you would only use it if it was profitable for you. And it is the return
what
on investment.
If I did, right. No, I understand, and it makes a lot of sense to do it as it does to grow.
I mean, it's going to give you those opportunities. You know, it's always nice to have people calling you and, you know, being able to pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. You mentioned referrals and things like that and really not liking the whole paying for leads. And, you know, for the services that you provide, I don't imagine you're getting the right types of leads anyway. So your conversion rate on the Angies or the Home Advisor, since you've been with it for a while, I can still call it Home Advisor with you. You know, it's probably not what you would like it to be. You're getting a lot of leads, not a lot of it turning into work.
Right.
But when someone calls you, after seeing your website, it's a much higher conversion rate. And if you're getting a steady stream of phone calls, it's not meant to inundate you with more work than you can take on, but certainly a steady stream of phone calls would allow you to kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. And if you find that you've got enough opportunities that you might hire a couple of guys and slowly build your company, it's always good to be able to have that option too and those opportunities. So, I mean, that being said, you know, if there was anything that I can do along the lines of making this a little bit more affordable for you, and you are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, you'll see where that work is coming from, and of course, you know, it is performance based on our end. We have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. You've already got a website, so we don't have to build the website. Of course, we will have to create the content to get that website onto that first page. But I mean, you've got this great website that I don't mean to offend you, but right now it's kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. It is and it does exist, but most people are not finding it on their own simply because most people go past the first page. Yeah. And, you know, to be honest with you, if we could put this website where people are looking, and unfortunately for most business owners, most people only look on that first page. You know, but it says since 1993, a family feel. I mean, it's a beautiful website that really kind of draws you in. You start looking around and looking at, you know, the services, your story. You start, you know, learning more about, you know, you look at the portfolio so you can, you know, people are going to know that you do quality work, right? They will pick up the phone to call you, hoping you're available to do the job and already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you. And the best part about your service is really, you know, one job that you wouldn't get otherwise would offset that cost. But if I could make it even a little bit more affordable for you and drop that $249 down to $199 and keep it at that rate as a fixed flat rate that would never go up, I mean, that's got to be more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going and earn your business 1 month at a time, right?
You know, it might. It just might. I've been setting this around for a while.
Well, I would think that the whole point of having a website is to let people call you directly, you know. And most people don't go past the first page. What we are actually talking about here is kind of the digital equivalent of that old football adage. You know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. And I'm not saying that you're the worst, but at 3 years in, if you're on the first page, which is that playing field that we're talking about, you can easily compete with the bigger, well-established companies. We just got to get you on that first page, put that website where people can see it. You'll get phone calls, and you can take on that work. Now, you know, I was just going to say, like I said, it's always only going to be that fixed flat rate, you know. And I know that with a lead-based service, sometimes even when you have a hard cap, it gets exceeded. But if you don't have a hard cap, it would depend on how many leads you get and how much each lead costs. So it's kind of hard to budget for. I'm not saying you have to stop using that service, but it sounds to me if we got your phone ringing, you'd be more than happy just to answer it and talk to those people calling you and not even bother with chasing down those leads. You'd probably keep them paused most of the time, if not all the time, or shut it off altogether, right?
And we did that last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of at a crossroads, which is fine.
Well, Google's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It is where people go when they don't know who to call. It's the real power and benefit of this particular listing.
I know.
And every new client is a new word-of-mouth stream, you know, the traditional word-of-mouth. If they get the work done with you, they can tell their friends and family who they use, you know. And you're going to reach a much larger target audience, for sure.
I really don't have much doubt that it'd get me more business. I already know it would.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I know it would.
So I know you got a couple of questions. I definitely want you to feel comfortable in making this decision for your business.
So what's the so what happens if I say yes? What's the next step?
Well, one of the very first things that we would do, I've got almost all the information that I need, just to verify a couple of things though here. But I would schedule what we call a client interview. That's where we have a technician kind of pick your brain for about 30 minutes just to make sure that we've got the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, for us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, kind of verify the information that we can see on your website and just make sure that we've dotted all the I's and crossed the T's for everything to be Google compliant. It only takes about 3 or 4 business days for us to create the content that Google will index to get you on that first page. You will get, like I said, 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. So reports are pretty detailed but easy to understand, and you can access that as often as you like. It updates in near real time, so several times throughout the day that information does update. You can always stay on top of how many calls you're getting, what people are typing in when they're looking for you, and things like that. So, like I said, it's you know, billing on the monthly basis for that exact amount with no long-term contract. And I did just want to verify a couple of things if you do want to move forward. I see it as deck and fence restoration on the website, but Deck Revive is the name of the business, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then the phone number that we are speaking on, it is not only a good number for us to reach you regarding your account, it is the number on the website, so you would want that to be the number that your customers call and, of course, the number that we would promote for your business, right?
Yes. Yeah, okay. I have what's called Line 2. Line 2.
Sure.
And, you know, it's been pretty good for me.
Okay.
As far as reception-wise, I don't
know.
Nice,
yeah.
But, yeah.
And you do have an address listed on the website. Do customers ever come to you, or do you always just go out to them?
What do you mean, come to me?
My
house?
Well, I don't know. The address on Scarborough, on South Scarborough Street.
Yeah, that's in my house.
It is, okay.
That's my house address, and I probably will take that off.
You probably would want to. Yeah, to be honest with you, you probably don't. you could just take off the street address, leave the city and the state and the zip.
Yeah.
The reason that I'm even asking is Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if it were a shop or an outside office, since you don't see customers coming to you, Google would not want to list a physical street address because they wouldn't want anyone to even be able to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you do. So they just list your city and state, not even not even the zip code.
Right.
I do see the email address on the website, and that's a good email for you, too.
You know, that email, my friend is the one that did my website, and from what I know, that email is not even working.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, this is more for us to contact you. So it's not really an email that we would widely promote anywhere, but, you know, certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it to you. So it could be a personal email, and I definitely want you to be able to receive that information.
Yeah, I'm going to get that one fixed, but this one's easier for me to check and so forth. It's just deckrevive@yahoo.com.
Okay, deckrevive@yahoo.com. And then, Rich, what is your last name, sir?
H-O-C-H-A-N-A-D-E-H-O-C-H-A-N-A-H-O, as in Oscar, C as in cat, H as in Henry, A as in Ann, N as in Nancy, A as in Ann, D as in David, E as in Edward, L as in Larry.
Okay. And then when we contact you, Rich, we do use phone, we do use text, we do use email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information that we're trying to send out to you. Like I said, if it's a long piece of information and something we definitely want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. But a lot of the times we'll simply, you know, send you a quick text message or give you a quick phone call. Did you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Those are all fine.
All fine,
where are you guys located?
We're actually based out of California, the same as Facebook and Google, of course, but as a Google Premier partner, we do cover all of the United States and Canada, too, and every industry under the sun. And our job when a position becomes available is to find a company that can take on more work. And, of course, you made the short list for us to call through as you have some online presence. You've got a website that we index, but no bad reviews. Obviously, as a younger company, it looks like you've got nothing but good reviews, which is good. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And then also what is required of us as a Google Premier partner is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is the fixed flat rate, in this case $199 a month as that exact amount. I'm actually even waiving your setup fee for you, so just the $199 out the door to get started. And it does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. And before I can even ask for any form of payment, I do need to read that. So if I'm able to get through that and if it all makes sense for you, we can move forward from there. Okay?
You know, I'm just a little hesitant, as if
that's
I don't
okay.
know.
No, I hear you.
Company.
Nope, that's completely understandable. Let me do this for you. Because
but
I'm
interested.
I'm going to
do something.
You pretty much have to. I mean, you know, let me get this. It's the link to our pricing page. I'm going to email you, sure. So what I did just now, because it's a lot faster, and I'm going to send you the email too, but I just sent you a text message. It's an SMS message through the computer, but it works the same way as a text message. It's a link to our pricing page, because I did want you to see a little bit more about our company here, and I don't mean to rush you at all. I just want to be as respectful of your time as I can possibly be, but it's localsplash.com/pricing, and at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that?
Hold on, let me check. Yeah, I've got something popping up here.
Okay. Just let me know when it totally loads.
I've got
it. You are, like I said, going to be able to track your success. That 24/7 access, as I mentioned, one of the things I did not mention is you'll be able to monitor your reviews. There'll be a separate review tab on that reporting and tracking system, and you'll have reviews because we are creating almost 70 different destinations and directories. 80% of them will allow someone to write a review. So you'll have reviews on, of course, Google and Bing. You'll have
reviews on Yelp.
Oh, I'm sorry. So what I'm saying is, you know, with the content that we have to create, the content that will put you ahead of your competitors, you know, most of those different directories will allow someone to write a review. So you'll have reviews all over the internet, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, you know, wherever someone can write a review. All of those reviews do repopulate in one place on the tracking, on the review tab of that tracking system. So in one place, you can easily manage your reviews, request reviews, respond to reviews, or you can even have us respond to those reviews on your behalf. We've been around since 2004. 17 years is a long time for any industry, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization, that's a long time indeed. We do have a 4.9 out of 5-star client satisfaction rating, no long-term contracts, but obviously you have to keep your phone ringing to earn your business and have you be a satisfied client. What I wanted you to see, if you scroll down about halfway, it says Google Ads Partner, and that very colorful and recognizable Google logo is in a box that says Google Premier Partner. Now, Rich, that is not just copy and pasted off of the internet. That's our official badge of authenticity provided to us from Google. You can tap or click right on that. It does go directly to Google.com, where you can see that local splash is a Google partner. Now, no one can get you on that first page better than a Google partner. In fact, we do get our training and our updates directly from Google. So we always know if they're adding directories or having us not create directories we had traditionally created, we'll always be in that conversation and ahead of the curve to make sure that we keep you on that first page. Just below that are the packages, Essential, Pro, and Platinum. I'm actually going to include all the bells and whistles off of that Platinum package with the one exception of where it says Facebook advertising. Facebook ads would be great if you wanted to go that route, and I would certainly say if you're going 50 or 60 miles, you would need something a little beefier than even the Pro package without the Facebook ads, because they were talking a local campaign.
Right.
We're talking the local map, and it is really, you know, for about 30 miles at the most. So we are talking the Pro package, but like I said, started off at a 50% discount, took it down to $249, but I'd be happy to drop it even to the $199. And like I said, I'd waive that setup fee too. You've already got a website that we don't have to create. But to be honest with you, that puts us below our operating costs. So I would not offer it to you below our costs, and certainly we would not be able to stay in business for 17 years providing our service below what it takes for us to do it if we weren't able to keep you a satisfied client long-term and earn your business 1 month at a time. So there's obviously a lot of people that can use your services. This is the time of year when they're looking to have this type of work done. So putting your name out there and putting that great-looking website where more people can see it. You're not a hair salon or a doggy walker. You know, you don't have to do 15 jobs to break even at that $199. One job you weren't going to get otherwise, even that steady stream of phone calls that might even allow you to ramp up your business, at least having those opportunities, being that we offer that service on the monthly basis and the fixed flat rate. I definitely know that you're going to be profitable. Otherwise, I wouldn't even offer it to you below our operating costs. We have to actually earn your business probably for 2 or 3 months just for us to break even. The time, the resources, and in some cases, the direct cost. You can see that $299 setup fees even on the Essential package, which I wouldn't even offer to anybody unless it was like a brick-and-mortar location in a small town. But that $299 setup fee is for the SEO content creation, the 70 directories that we have to create to get you to stand out ahead of your competitors. But like I said, just for the opportunity to get this going for you, just to make it affordable for you, because like you said, you're not starving for work. But this is not designed to inundate you with more work than you can handle, but a steady stream of phone calls would certainly help out.
Mm-hmm. So the cancellation process.
Great question. It's a great question. It is at will, okay? So that means that you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, or if you need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally, you can do that. In fact, a lot of that is into the voice verification. So like I said, if I get through the voice verification and it still makes sense, we can move forward from there. But I'm happy to answer that question before I even get through to that. But, all we ask to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you contact us at least 3 days before your billing date, because we are closed on the weekend. But you can stop at any time or pause it. There's no questions asked or fees involved.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think I'll try it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. And give me just a second here to get the voice verification set up. And like I said, it is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, in all honesty, very straightforward, though. So give me just a quick second here, Rich, to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Rich. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online?"
Deck Revive.
Okay, and that's exactly how I have that. And then, Rich, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Owner of Deck Revive.
Okay. And your first and last name again, just for the recording?
Richard Hokenettle.
Okay. And as the owner of Deck Revive, Rich, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make the decisions for the business. And then, Rich, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, you are also an authorized user in that account as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. And now, as you might imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion. The phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Rich, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Rich, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, we are already aware of the Angie's or Home Advisor, and there is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying that you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Rich, that's fair enough, right?
Well, I'm not even sure.
Well, all that we're saying, because we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website.
We were cutting out there.
Oh, I'm sorry. So just to kind of sum it up, and I apologize for the quality of the phone call, though it's beyond my control. So we don't want anyone else out there to create content for your business online without us knowing about it. I mean, we do what's called a NAPW audit, which does stand for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. And we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, but we just want to make sure that all of the information for your business out there, whether we created it or someone else created it, we want it all to be accurate.
Well, that sounds fine.
We wouldn't want someone to put a different phone number up or something like that for you. So like I said, just let us know if anything.
Right. No. Well. No. It'd be like if I had pictures added to the website or something.
Yeah, I mean, any changes on your website, you really don't need to even let us know about that. I was just saying if, someone else is going to create a listing, or, like I said, and you might have missed it when it was cutting out, but we are creating all of those 70 or so directories. We wouldn't want, Yelp to call you up and say, hey, it's $300 a month or whatever they're charging for that listing.
Pictures,
we wouldn't want you to,
little things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we don't want you to pay someone else for services we're already providing. But if it's pictures to the website and things like that, that's certainly fine. And then with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, of course, reducing that flat rate to $199 and even waiving the setup fee, this next part reads as follows, Rich. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today, the 3rd of March, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199. And once again, that $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which does in fact mean that it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, and not even by a penny. It is in fact an exact amount. There's never any taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead generation fees whatsoever with the calls coming directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 3rd of the month and that same exact discounted rate of just $199. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, this is completely at will, which does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason or pause it too, no questions asked or fees involved. By simply contacting our client support team, you can even pause it seasonally if necessary. Again, all that we ask to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, again, Rich, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Rich, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms? And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Rich, what does work best for you, sir?
MasterCard.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's my name.
And is it Rich or Richard? Any middle initial on that card?
Richard Wade. Richard W.
Okay.
Hokanedel.
And again, that's H-O-C-H-A-N-A-D-E-L.
H-O-C-H. A-N-A-D-E-L.
That's how I got that. And then you said that was a MasterCard, right? I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
517-0583-2330.
Mm-hmm.
9537.
Okay, and then the expiration month and year?
Six 26.
06 of 2026, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
89.
You said 889?
890.
Oh, 890. Okay. So I've got 890 on the back of the card and 06 or June of 2026, the expiration. And then, Rich, was the card itself 5178-0583-2330-9537.
Yes.
And does that bill at the home address, the 1833 South Scarborough Street, 66062? I'm not sure if you heard that. And you are breaking up a little bit there.
I heard,
Is the billing address the home address, the 1833 yes. South Scarborough? Okay, gotcha. And then in about a minute, Rich, you'll receive through our automated system the confirmation email, and that email does have the client support phone number, the hours of operation on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
As far as the email goes, okay. You will be able to reach a live client support agent, though, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. The email address will also be on the confirmation email. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. So you'll get all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link directly by text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you may receive the text message even before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other of those, Rich, please just let me know, because I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. And then the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. We do have an available spot coming up at the top of the next hour at 11. The last available today would be 5 o'clock, and there's a couple of spots in between. Did you want something as early as 11, as late as 5, or somewhere in between there? It looks like anything other than 2. There's at least one spot.
Kind of shot. I don't know. Tomorrow's? You got anything tomorrow?
There's the first available tomorrow would be 9 o'clock, again, as late as 5. And pretty much,
nine,
I five. Think I... 9 o'clock? Okay. So we'll schedule it from 9 until 10. The call itself would take about 25, 30 minutes in that one-hour window. So it probably gets you just a few minutes after 9, get you off the phone pretty close to 9:30. And again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Kind of just those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. You'll receive a reminder email at 8 o'clock, an hour prior to that scheduled call, and I'll also send you a calendar invite to your email address, really just more for your record. You don't need to respond to it, but it's going to say local / CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then did you receive either the text message or the email?
The email. Yes.
Okay.
Well, hold on. I don't see an email.
Let's see if the system is... The system's a little bit slow sometimes. Oh, it's still in the queue. Not sure why it's so slow. But
that's fine.
In any case, it usually sends emails out in bulk through our server, but every couple of minutes, I would think that it would have already been sent. The email address is deckrevive@yahoo.com, right?
deckrevivekc@yahoo.com?
The email
address.
Yeah,
that's address. The website. Did you say email?
The email, yeah.
deckrevive@yahoo.com.
.com, yeah, deckrevive. So I got it correct in here. Sometimes if the email's not accurate, then it obviously won't send through the system. It might just be one of those days. I mean, I have these days too, but sometimes our system does things are a little bit slower. I usually slow down towards the end of the day. It's too easy for me to call that as an excuse. So I'll just fill up my cup of coffee. It seems like our system's a little bit slow, and I apologize for that. But you will get that confirmation email and the link to the terms and conditions. All we really want you to do when you get that, and if necessary, our client interview technician can walk you through it tomorrow, but it's pretty straightforward. Talks about the services that we're providing. It does populate the number that we're speaking on as a mobile number. We would not want you to click on the box below that, though, because that would prevent us from sending text messages out to you. When you do see it, it'll all make sense, but there's a long line that goes across very near the bottom, and below it there's a signature box, and above it it's going to have a box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer on the card. We do need you to click on that box. It won't let you confirm your signature unless you confirm that you are authorized to use the card that we have on file. And then it's going to want you to type in your name as it appears on the card. So, of course, that's Richard with the W. You can either copy and paste it or type it in exactly as it appears. It is case sensitive. And then once you have your name in that box, just hit confirm signature below it. That does a couple of things. It actually does allow us to release the Google PIN card so we can verify that you are an active business in the local area. It also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. And, of course, it just confirms with us that you know that, you know, we've reduced the pricing and waived the setup fee and things like that. But, yeah, it looks like, and I'll have to let our tech team know that the emails are not being sent out in a timely fashion. But other than that, we've got you squared away. Hopefully you'll get the calendar invite. Oh, the other thing, and that reminds me, too, is I'm sending out this calendar invite because the calendar invite will have your username on there. The username is simply your phone number, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the number itself. So the calendar invite that I just sent out says, like I said, local splash, C-I-E-N-G, then it's got your username, your name as it appears on the card, and then your actual phone number. But what it reminded me of is when you do hit confirm signature, the next thing it's going to do is ask you to sign into your tracking and your reporting. It's going to ask you for a username and a password. And don't worry about that at that time. That's just the automated system thinking you're trying to access your tracking because the terms and conditions is coming out through the same dashboard portal, my.localsplash.com, that you'll be using in the near future to track your success. And the automated system just thinks you're trying to access your client dashboard. If you were in fact able to put in a username and a password, I'm pretty sure it would just give you an error message that the page hasn't even been created yet, your tracking system has not been created yet, but we'll create that with that follow-up call tomorrow. It's scheduled at 9. It is going to be someone else from our interview team giving you that follow-up call, but I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard, Rich. We're pretty excited to get this going, get that great-looking website out where more people can see it. Of course, getting your phone to ring and earning your business 1 month at a time. Real pleasure speaking with you, Rich. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and, sir, you enjoy the upcoming weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rich. Take care. Bye-bye.